Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships, helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about the 7 challenges we face today parenting. Parenting is never easy, and parenting as a single parent with a disability or as a teenager or grandparent adds to the difficulty. However, many people have done it before you, and so can you. The key is to obtain the support and assistance you require. In 2022, parenting has become a difficult task for parents. Many changes have taken place in the way societies operate today. Concerns, tastes, and way of life have all altered dramatically throughout time. It will become more difficult for parents to preserve a balance between their children and their jobs. As a result, parents are adopting new parenting styles in order to meet this challenge. Let's go with number 1 challenge. Not instructing children on the basics of morality might lead to problems later in life. You'll observe that youngsters are increasingly being drawn to unlawful actions. One of the primary causes for this is that children lack moral standards. Parents already have a lot on their plates in today's fast-paced world. They don't have much time to teach their children the fundamental moral values. The tiny ones aren't able to distinguish between what is good or bad. Furthermore, media and technology are increasing the availability of indecent material for youngsters. Indecent exposure has resulted in an erosion of ethical and moral values among the next generation. Parents are unable to keep track of their children's activities due to the prevalence of tech gadgets. If parents aren't monitoring their child's actions, it might have a negative impact on his or her development and send them down the wrong path if they're not closely watched. When people lived in joint families in the past, the grandparents would teach the basics of ethical and moral principles to the youngsters. However, as nuclear families become more popular, parents are failing to devote adequate time to their children. Challenge number 2. Life as a whole is unbalanced. We've forgotten how to enjoy life, and we're constantly proving ourselves and trying to earn more with time. Though there are greater facilities and comforts, the true essence of life is lost somewhere along the rat race. The essence of life has been lost somewhere in this whole rat race of demonstrating ourselves and earning more with time. The families are splitting up because they don't have enough time for one another. When the children can't locate their parents, they are harmed. The youngsters might develop an inferiority complex if they don't receive adequate support and affection from their parents. Parents will face several difficulties in 2022 when it comes to balancing their lives. Career is vital, but neglecting children and other responsibilities can result in a meaningless existence. As a result, parents are always on the lookout for new ways to perform well in areas of their life. Challenge number 3. You don't have enough time. The scarcity of time is one of the most common worries for parents today. Parents, particularly moms, must multitask on a daily basis to meet their responsibilities. It's difficult enough to stay on top of office duties, domestic chores, and childcare in one day. Most parents are choosing to have children much later in life, after they've established themselves financially. Furthermore, as parenting becomes more difficult, most parents are having just one kid since it is impossible to do so with several children. Challenge number 4. A lack of trust and comprehension is the top barrier to success. Parents are frequently absent from their children when they are at work. When parents are away at work, the emotional connection between them and their children tends to dissipate. Due to a lack of emotional attachment, the youngsters are hesitant to communicate in front of their parents. This is why, instead than approaching their parents, kids are seeking assistance from their peers more frequently. When children are unattached to their parents, they are emotionally devastated and feel lonely. Challenge number 5. Emotional distress. Today's youngsters don't seem to listen to anybody anymore. You'd find them defending themselves, disagreeing, and doing whatever they want when they're teenagers. When they become teens, they simply can't tolerate anyone else's influence in their life, not even their parents. So, why are children so aggressive nowadays? We've advanced as a society and become more impatient and less tolerant. At home, you'll find fights and quarrels all the time. Action and violence abound in the movies that we watch. Even children's cartoons include unpleasant personality qualities like aggression and anger. Children are exposed to insecurities, tension, pessimism, and aggressiveness from the outset. At times, it will be challenging to persuade your kid to comply with your instructions. When asked to do anything they don't want to do, the youngsters misbehave, get indignant, hurl objects, or even hit their parents. You may be exhausted from dealing with your kids screaming, and this behavior becomes too distressing at times. Challenge number 6. Electronic gadgets overuse. Children don't overlook to use technology to play games on phones, tablets, or computers every day. It's been claimed that kids from the 1990s were the final generation to play outside on the streets. Children are increasingly glued to screens these days, as there are so many applications available to divert them. You'd observe that because of their frequent screen usage, youngsters' eyesight impairments are on the rise. Furthermore, when kids don't get enough movement while playing outside, their physical and motor skills development are harmed. Kids are becoming increasingly obese or overweight, which was never seen in prior generations. Another issue for parents nowadays is keeping children off electronic gadgets. Parents must really pressure their kids to go out and play rather than playing games on their phone. If the screen time isn't limited, it will have a significant effect on both physical and mental growth in children. Kids are also under more pressure to use mobile phones and iPads. You'll notice youngsters playing games on their phones at social gatherings and activities. These devices encourage children to utilize them more and more by looking at one another. And our last for today. Challenge number 7. Stress from studying. Today, children as young as 10 years old are sometimes studying for nearly 10 hours each day. The rivalry has intensified considerably. After school, the kids must attend additional classes to prepare them for the competition. The children are enrolled in abacus, Vedic mathematics, reading and writing classes, and other such courses to outperform their classmates. Parents feel tremendous pressure when their children are forced to study so rigorously. Parents must put in more effort, such as collecting and dropping off kids, in order to review subjects taught in these extra classes. It also places a small additional financial strain on parents who devote so much money to these extra courses. The study system has evolved over time. To survive in such a cutthroat environment, children must study and stay up to date. And to conclude on this episode, so, a parent's attention has grown over time. There is so much to safeguard your kid from these days. The media, technology, and others are all risks to your child. If a parent really wants to focus on the healthy upbringing of their child, they must be a steady watch for kids these days. Obviously, this has made things much more difficult for parents and children alike.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.